Today's programme of drama and music make the Tron Theatre a key player in the cultural life of the merchant city. But it's worth coming here just to soak up the atmosphere of a place with a pretty lurid past. These days, the smartly refurbished Tron complex occupies a site which, since the early 16th century, has been a place of worship, a place of execution, a market, a meeting hall, a theatre, and a police station. Check out the plaque on the corner of Chisholm Street and Trongate. This is where the original City of Glasgow Police formed in 1800. Two of the early church buildings were destroyed by fire. The second one deliberately started in 1793 by a drunken bunch calling themselves the Hellfire Club. All that survived was the church clock, which is now one of the oldest landmarks in the city. Back to more recent times, in 1978, a third, and by then almost derelict, Kirk building was taken over by Glasgow Theatre Club, which turned into the Tron Theatre Company. The theatre quickly established a reputation for new writing and taking risks. As a result, during the 90s, the Tron helped launch an edgy lot of Scottish actors and comedians, including the star of TV political satire, The Thick of It, Peter Capaldi, who was also briefly the lead singer of punk band Dream Boys. The drummer, by the way, was Craig Ferguson, another comedian and now host of The Late Late Show in the US. He made his debut here at the Tron, along with Alan Cumming and Forbes Masson, Peter Mullen, Elaine C. Smith and Siobhan Redmond, as well as film score composer Craig Armstrong. Armstrong's best known for Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet and Moulin Rouge, but his music's appeared in many more movies, from Love Actually, including the title track, Glasgow Love Song, to Clash of the Titans. Craig Armstrong was one of the first ambassadors for Glasgow UNESCO City of Music, and for him, it all started here. Since a £5 million restoration in 2005, the body of the old Kirk now forms a small, intimate auditorium, still nurturing new writing and acting talent and offering music in a wide range of styles, including folk, jazz and Americana. The late and completely unclassifiable Ivor Cutler also played here.
I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and I'll punch the man who says I'm not, I'm happy.
And the Tron Bar has been a Sunday haunt for jazz lovers on and off for the past 20 years. You might even catch sight of Peter Capaldi having a quiet drink here.
I'm busy, f*** off.